Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1356, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. There, and see if I can find them. Then he drops his head and looked right at me. Then Mr. Frank says, Newt, you carry him up there. Go with him around and stay with him while he is up there. And we went in and went on up there and found the shoes like he says. And I asked me for some paper to wrap them up, and I gave him some paper, and then I got him some twine. I don't know when I ever seen him change that time slip before. He's put the tape in once before. It was one night. I never paid no attention to how long it took him. It didn't take him 5 minutes. I couldn't tell whether it took him a minute or not. On Saturday night, it took him a pretty good little bit because he spoke about it. He says, it's kind of hard to get in. V. Defendant's Exhibit 91. Harry Scott's testimony before coroner's inquest is as follows. He just told me that he had been down at the police barracks Monday morning and he talked to John Black. And John Black seemed to suspect me of the crime, and he then repeated to me his movements on the day of the murder, that is, on Saturday. He reported at the office, I believe he said, at around 8 o'clock in the morning, stayed there up until 10 o'clock. Then he went to Montag Brothers. Mr. Darley accompanied him down the street a little ways, and he continued on to Montag Brothers by himself, and returned to the factory, I believe, at 10:30, that Arthur White and Harry Denham were employed on the fourth floor of the factory, working during the morning hours. And about 12:10, this little girl, Mary Fagan, came into the office to draw her salary, which he gave her, $1.20. The denominations, which he thought, were 2 half dollars and 2 dimes, and that Mary Fagan left his private office, where he paid her off, and went into the bookkeeping office, and when she got near the door, she returned to him and said, "Has the metal come yet?" And Mr. Frank replied, "No." Then he stated that Mary Fagan went out, and it was about 12:50 that he went upstairs to the fourth floor where Denham and White were working, and saw Mrs. White up there talking to her husband. He made the remark that he intended closing and locking the doors, and asked Mrs. White if she would leave, and also asked them when up there how near they were through their work. They told him they didn't think they could finish up right soon at that time, and he came on downstairs and told them he was going to lock the doors when he went out. He stated that he left the factory about 1:10 p.m., went home to his dinner, returned to the factory then about 3 o'clock, and White and Denham were still on the fourth floor. He did not meet anyone going out or coming in. About 3:10, both White and Denham left the building. That Newt Lee reported to him about 4 o'clock, as he had instructed him to do on the day previous, that it was his intention to go to the ball game that afternoon, and when Newt Lee came there, he told him that it would not be necessary for him to work just at that particular